Hi, I'm Julie, and I'd like to tell you about my birthday, which I celebrated last week. My dad promised me a treat for the day, a special trip. He refused to tell me anything about it, though. So, imagine my surprise when we drove to the small airport near our home. I'd heard you could get a ride in a hot air balloon from there, although I wasn't sure that'd be my thing. But when I spotted a helicopter in one corner of the airport, I became very excited, because that's just the sort of thing he'd plan. It turned out, though, that he'd actually booked a trip in a private plane, piloted by a friend of his. Our destination? An island across the bay from where we live. Even though it's not far away, we'd never actually been there before. So, off we went. As we rose into the air above the town, the sun was really bright, so I couldn't see our house, which was a bit of a letdown. The one thing in view was the castle, a reminder that we were leaving the town, and the rest of the family, behind for a day. As we flew out over the sea, the sky around the coast was brilliant blue, with some impressive-looking clouds in the distance. I could clearly see the waves on the sea below, but they were nothing compared with the sight of all the seabirds which were flying around beneath us. A great experience. Soon, we landed at the island's airport and started thinking about how we'd get into the nearest town from there. Apparently there was a bus, but it wasn't due for another hour, so we decided to rent bicycles and go on those. As it turned out, it was quite a long way to go on foot, so we'd made the right choice. Now, I'd always been under the impression that the town we were heading for was pretty quiet and actually very boring. Dad assured me that absolutely wasn't the case, though, and that I'd find it was really fashionable, which turned out to be true. The clothes and shoes there were amazing. And after going into a big department store, the next thing we came across was a market, which I dived straight into, and bought some great clothes at low prices, so I was really pleased. And a nearby clothes store had stuff that was pretty cool too. The food in the shops was great. We found some wonderful chocolate, which I got through a lot of. And then we got a kind of honey that was new to me, although Dad said it was delicious. And I found an unusual type of cheese that's actually one of my favourites, so we bought that too. After lunch, we walked down to the beach. There was a sign showing the way to a number of sand sculptures that some artists had done there, which I wanted to see. Dad was more keen to visit an exhibition of local paintings close by, but as it was my birthday, he agreed to do what I wanted. At the beach, there were also people doing water sports. Some were water skiing, which I'd tried at home, and then we watched some others windsurfing. Dad asked me if I wanted to have a go at that, but I thought we didn't have time, so I said no. Later, I wished I'd accepted his offer, but we did have a go at diving. We hired some kit at the beach, so that was fun. Soon, it was time to leave. I'd had a great day out, so I wanted to give Dad something to thank him. I guessed he'd be coming back to visit the island again soon, because he'd clearly enjoyed it, so I managed to find a guidebook for him. He really liked that. I got a great photo of the two of us too.
Now you will hear part two again.
Hi, I'm Julie, and I'd like to tell you about my birthday, which I celebrated last week. My dad promised me a treat for the day, a special trip. He refused to tell me anything about it, though. So, imagine my surprise when we drove to the small airport near our home. I'd heard you could get a ride in a hot air balloon from there, although I wasn't sure that'd be my thing. But when I spotted a helicopter in one corner of the airport, I became very excited, because that's just the sort of thing he'd plan. It turned out, though, that he'd actually booked a trip in a private plane, piloted by a friend of his. Our destination? An island across the bay from where we live. Even though it's not far away, we'd never actually been there before. So, off we went. As we rose into the air above the town, the sun was really bright, so I couldn't see our house, which was a bit of a letdown. The one thing in view was the castle, a reminder that we were leaving the town, and the rest of the family, behind for a day. As we flew out over the sea, the sky around the coast was brilliant blue, with some impressive-looking clouds in the distance. I could clearly see the waves on the sea below, but they were nothing compared with the sight of all the seabirds which were flying around beneath us. A great experience. Soon, we landed at the island's airport and started thinking about how we'd get into the nearest town from there. Apparently there was a bus, but it wasn't due for another hour, so we decided to rent bicycles and go on those. As it turned out, it was quite a long way to go on foot, so we'd made the right choice. Now, I'd always been under the impression that the town we were heading for was pretty quiet and actually very boring. Dad assured me that absolutely wasn't the case, though, and that I'd find it was really fashionable, which turned out to be true. The clothes and shoes there were amazing. And after going into a big department store, the next thing we came across was a market, which I dived straight into, and bought some great clothes at low prices, so I was really pleased. And a nearby clothes store had stuff that was pretty cool too. The food in the shops was great. We found some wonderful chocolate, which I got through a lot of, and then we got a kind of honey that was new to me, although Dad said it was delicious. And I found an unusual type of cheese that's actually one of my favourites, so we bought that too. After lunch, we walked down to the beach. There was a sign showing the way to a number of sand sculptures that some artists had done there, which I wanted to see. Dad was more keen to visit an exhibition of local paintings close by, but as it was my birthday, he agreed to do what I wanted. At the beach, there were also people doing water sports. Some were water skiing, which I'd tried at home, and then we watched some others windsurfing. Dad asked me if I wanted to have a go at that, but I thought we didn't have time, so I said no. Later, I wished I'd accepted his offer, but we did have a go at diving. We hired some kit at the beach, so that was fun. Soon, it was time to leave. I'd had a great day out, so I wanted to give Dad something to thank him. I guessed he'd be coming back to visit the island again soon, 'cause he'd clearly enjoyed it, so I managed to find a guidebook for him. He really liked that. I got a great photo of the two of us too.